Hello, friends. Hello, how are you? And how are you, Rosie?
I'm just fine, Bing. How are you doing?
It's great, thank you.
You got a song to kick things off here?
Always. Always got a song.
I'm keeping out of mischief now. Really am in love and how. I'm through playing with fire. It's you whom I desire. All the world can plainly see you're the only one for me. I have told them in advance they can't break up our romance. Living up to every vow, keeping out of mischief now.
Discuss women's fashions here quite often, so today I feel we should broadcast the latest in fashion in the animal kingdom.
And what particular style scoop do you have in mind, Ken?
Ah, these are fashions for cows, Rosie.
Well, it takes all sorts of figures, doesn't it?
Well, I mean a cow in the bovine sense.
Ah,
being...
the true bovine.
Mm-hmm, you bet, the true bovine.
I see. Now, what's up with the cows then, Ken?
Well, did you realize that before long, cows will be wearing little booties in cold and wet weather?
Booties for cows? My goodness.
Hey, what's happened here? Some Italian bootmaker taking an overdose of pasta fazzula or fettuccine or somewhat?
No. These boots were thought up by Mr. Carl L. Anderson of Crete, Nebraska.
Are these boots necessary or just a fad?
Oh, no, that's not a fad, Rosie. You see, animals get cold feet in wet weather, and just as humans, wet, cold weather gives them all sorts of ailments.
They get coughs, colds, they hack and wheeze, just as humans do, yeah.
So Mr. Anderson decided to do something about it. He's invented a plastic boot or, well, a rubber boot, I don't know which it is, but anyway, it has a good thick sole and space for the top of the hoof. You see, when you make boots for cows, you've got to consider the toe of the hoof.
Well, if you don't, you got a bad fit.
So's cows. Also, this boot tapers to the top so it won't slip off.
Well, I say good old for Mr. Anderson. A lot of cows and a lot of calves are just going to thank him for those bovine booties.
A thing like that could turn into a big business, couldn't it?
Huge.
Yeah, with all the cows and cattle we have in this country.
Tremendous possibilities. A whole new shoe business, you might say.
Oh, well, you can say it if you want, a shoe business, man.
Shoe boss. And as Groucho Marx would say, there's no business like shoe business.
Now, just a minute. Would Groucho say that?
I rather think he would. I'm guessing, but I think so.
As long as we're guessing, how about a guess at some music?
Why not? May I say your guess is just as good as mine, Rosie?
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his. such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Oh, your lips are tempting. They're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night
every time I hear of an invention, the wheels in my little E-flat mind commence turning, and I kind of get the inventing bug myself. It hits me.
But what have you ever invented, Bing?
Well, I really haven't come up with anything yet, but I do have some good ideas. I'm full of those. I just never get them on the drawing board, you know. They never materialize. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and actually, you have no talent for inventing.
Up to now.
Oh.
But these booties for cows, they've given me a sensational idea. This is one of my biggest.
Well, let's have it, Bing.
Well, in addition to booties for cold and wet weather and just for fashion's sake, I think we should consider the possibility of sweaters for cows.
Sweaters for cows?
Mm-hmm.
That would present a knitting problem, wouldn't it?
Oh, man, problem. That's a dilemma.
Well, it'd be intricate for a pattern for an amateur knitter, but a pro, you know, some of these gals that make those needles really clack. Knit a sweater for a cow for a pro, would have to be designed and planned by someone who knew what they were doing.
I'd have to know cows, too.
Oh, intimately, yes. This is for very advanced knitting. A sweater for a cow entails a lot of details, but I think they could be very attractive. And I think they'd be certainly, don't you think they'd be much appreciated by the animal?
I don't know, Bing. I think that sweaters for cows with all the little details and such would be very expensive and not too practical to manufacture.
Oh, we'll iron out everything, Ken. All these things look tough, but they're susceptible to exploration and work.
I suggest just plain blankets for cows, maybe with little monograms.
Oh, they wouldn't get it at all.
No.
No, we got to come out with something people will talk about. You can't just throw a blanket over a cow and crash the newspapers. There's no news about that.
Would help, wouldn't it?
Yes, it'd help, but it wouldn't be fashionable. After all, the cow is one of our best friends. We've got to go ahead with the sweater idea.
Well, here we go with a whole new sweater business.
Right.
And there's no sweater like a cow sweater.
No, never.
Well, hardly ever.
Say, what about slipping Buddy Cole a knitting needle so he can leave the van?
He already has one.
He has two.
I think he's knitting a sweater for his piano.
My hunch is that he's working on the other problem.
Thank you. Very stylish, Buddy and Group. Stylish indeed.
A quick question, Rosemary.
Shoot.
What's got show people singing the blues most of all these months?
Oh, cold miseries, of course.
Right. Cold miseries can certainly ruin a performance.
That's why we insist on fast relief. Listen.
Movie stars can't let cold and sinus congestion spoil their performance, so what do they do? Listen to Rod Cameron's answer.
When my head gets stopped up from cold and sinus trouble, I take the new medicine for those miseries. New four-way cold tablets. Today's four-way contains a decongestant to drain sinus congestion while it relieves cold distress. Then you feel better fast.
Tests show four-way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet. In minutes, four-way speeds pain-relieving medicine all through your body. In the same time, no trace with other brands. Only four-way starts so fast to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. And four-way drains sinus congestion to restore free breathing, too. Right, Rod Cameron?
It sure is. With four-way, I start to feel better right away.
To relieve cold miseries while you drain sinus congestion, get new four-way. Fastest acting of all the leading cold and sinus tablets. New improved formula, same familiar package. Only 39 cents.
Come on along and listen to Lullaby Broadway. Hip hooray. Ballyhoo, that's the lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of a subway train, the rattle of the taxis, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Max's. When Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Man's on his way. Sleep tight, my pretty baby. Sleep tight, let's call it a day. Hey, come on along and listen to Lullaby Broadway. The hidey-ho and the boop-a-doo, the lullaby of Broadway.
Band begins to go to town, everyone goes crazy. You rock a by your baby round till everything gets hazy. Hush a by, I'll buy you this and that. You hear a daddy say it, and baby goes home to her flat. Gonna sleep all day. Good night, good night, baby. Good night. Well, the milkman's on his way. Want you to sleep tight. Yes, sleep tight, my pretty baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Listen to the lullaby of old.
Rosie, what window covering gives ideal instant light and air control, provides perfect privacy, yet costs so little?
Venetian blinds, of course, Bing.
Just a minute here, you folks. I'm representing Ken Carpenter, see? He's getting ready to tell these folks that now they can get custom-made Eastern roll-ahead Venetian blinds at lower prices than you'd pay for ordinary window coverings. So why don't you guys let him, huh?
I just never realized.
It's the trouble, see? You just don't know how anxious he is to say that Roll-Ahead Blinds by Eastern Products Corporation of Baltimore, world's largest manufacturer of Venetian blinds, have an especially designed roller mechanism. They're stronger, keep tapes in line better, work more smoothly, more quietly.
Shucks, we'd be more than happy to...
To let him say the Roll-Ahead Venetians are custom-made by local franchise manufacturers in a wide range of smartest decorator colors, that they're sold in fine department and drapery stores, where you'll also see famous Eastern Star horizontal and vertical custom blinds.
Exactly.
All right, Ken. Okay, now you can stop with the Edward G. Robinson imitation. You've made your point.
Hey, you knew all along? Oh, well. Well, folks, for the name of your nearest Eastern custom-made Venetian blinds dealer, call this station.
Mangoes for pie, chestnuts from the fire in my house of straw. I have so much more. Step inside my shading nook, and you'll find mangoes and papayas, anything your heart desires. Mangoes, papaya, chestnuts from the fire. The food is so good, you will want to stay. Step inside my shading nook, and you'll find mangoes and papayas, anything your heart desires. Mangoes, papaya, chestnuts from the fire in my house of straw. I have so much more. Eat up and drink up and maybe you think of the day when we say, preacher man, okay.
Okay.
It's all right, it's all right.
Goodbye for today. Remember, we'll be right back here tomorrow.
Try to give us a listen, will you?
Certainly been nice being with you, and we'll see you tomorrow then.
Its premiere date was April 30th, 1945, and a delighted national radio audience greeted it with open arms and open ears. In the 16 years since its debut, the CBS Radio Network's Arthur Godfrey Time has continued to entertain millions. It still does, with each day bringing new surprises, many chuckles, and sparkling songs. Arthur Godfrey Time, weekdays right here.